That's us coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where all day long the OSJ stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. The Oklahoma Senior Journal in September is going to have been in print for 31 years. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary right now, and you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal at 650 locations in the 405 area code. We also were an insert at the first of the year in the Oklahoman, so we even went outside the 405 area code with that. And I heard from a lot of you from our more rural communities on how much you appreciated that being in the Oklahoman. We have a fantastic guest today. He's actually in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. He's on page 43. So when you pick up one, how you find out where we are is just go to our website at okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word, okseniorjournal.com. And once you do have the magazine, please go to page 43. This is Rick Hadrava. Who has? You got that right. Okay, thank you. Yeah. He was a little bit nervous. I was going to. What did you say your commanding officer called you?
I will not repeat it on air.
So he has Scissor Tail Wealth Management, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. He's been on the show before. He's also spoke at the Second Half Expo that I am in partnership with that we'll be doing on October the 21st this year at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage from 8:30 until about 2:30 or 3. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that you can also see the Oklahoma Senior Journal virtually or digitally. And you can do that again from our website, okseniorjournal.com. And you will see a big bar there. It's kind of hunter green. Just click on it and the entire magazine comes up. And you can zoom in, zoom out, print off. And again, Rick Hadrava with Scissor Tail Wealth Management is on page 43. So let me tell you, without further doodly-doos, about Rick Hadrava. All right, Rick?
Tell me something. What do I need to know?
Okay, let me tell you about yourself. Okay, you're the managing director for Scissor Tail Wealth Management in OKC. I love the name Scissor Tail because y'all came up with that because of the bird.
Yes, ma'am.
Of the Oklahoma State bird. I kind of reverted into my Ada country accent. Okay, 30-year industry veteran, that is what Rick is, worked with hundreds of families. Hello, hundreds makes him a complete expert, bringing greater clarity and confidence to their financial picture. And don't we all need that? Just to have clarity and confidence in that. That is beautiful, what you do. He works to bring value by combining his knowledge, experience, and network to each situation. So you have a huge network because how long you have done this.
That's right. If you're in any industry, you're going to get to know people.
Right.
And you build relationships, and they're valuable. A lot of times it's not me that's the answer, but people in my network.
There.
So I'm a big connector, always looking for that opportunity.
That's how the OSJ rolls, too. We love connecting people with resources. You are definitely one of those resources we connect people with, because not only when you are a great networker for your clients, you know the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, so you know who to turn people to, and that's the same way the Oklahoma Senior Journal does, is we vet everyone that goes in here.
You want to match up the right resources,
exactly.
The right people.
Rick is the business owner who speaks at events like Second Half Expo, which we just mentioned, October the 21st from 8:30 to 3 at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. He spoke there last year. We had over 2,000 people attend, and I highly, highly recommend. It's free. It's free parking. You also get a free ticket to go through the museum on another date that you set up, and loves helping promote and investing with entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Okay, that's definitely what I do, too. I'm an entrepreneurship.
We like the entrepreneurial environment, and we like being around people that are learning and growing and trying to bring value to other people. So I love being a part of that community as well. I learn so much, right, whether it's from you or, or other people in our network, and always trying to figure out, well, what can I learn from them? What can I take to share with others? Because being an entrepreneur, let's be honest, it's sometimes a very solo kind of
gig,
right? And the community is unbelievably important.
And so I wanted to, maybe we'll open with this when we come back because we only have a minute, but I just wanted to hear quickly how you work with people that are retiring or approaching the retiring age and how you can help them with their finances and with their portfolio and all of those things. Highly, highly important. They did not teach us the stuff in school, so we have to learn it from the experts like Rick. So I'll be back here. And so will Rick, not kicking you out, on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Robin Gunn of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I've just recently interviewed three wonderful ladies from Bellagio of Bradford Village.
Bellagio of Bradford Village offers independent and assisted living. We're in Edmond, North Edmond, close to downtown Edmond and UCO.
We are a small community, very family friendly, homey feel. We have cottages and assisted living apartments.
We are all inclusive, so you don't get all the care charges that you get other places. Come and check us out, our family atmosphere, our close knit residents and staff.
Locally owned and operated, give us a call at 405 531 3444. 405 531 3444. Again, we are located in North Edmond off of Danforth and Boulevard. Check us out online at VillagioLiving.com. That's V-I-L-L-A-G-I-O living.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind with your estate plan? Baltimore Slow can help you ensure your assets you've worked so hard for transfer smoothly and quickly to your loved ones. It's never a good idea to leave your family scrambling to deal with your estate after your passing. Instead of leaving the unnecessary hassle to your family, be proactive in your approach. What happens to your house, your car, or your financial assets? It's important to know where your assets are going and when and how they are going to be divided. Without an estate plan in place, the state of Oklahoma remains responsible for where your assets end up. Baltimore Slow is a leading estate planning and probate law firm serving Oklahomans throughout the greater Oklahoma City area. Our estate planning team is here to serve you and empower you to make the best decision on how your assets will go to your loved ones. Call Baltimore Slow at 405-701-5355. Again, that's 405-701-5355, or visit us at our website at bml.law. Again, that website is bml.law. Let us help you plan out your family's future. bml.law. We look forward to speaking with you at Baltimore Slow.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Liley, that's Madison, MADISON.LILEY, at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion, or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
That's us, and Rick Hadrava will serve you well, just like the song that brought us in. And he is with Scissortail Wealth Management right here in OKC. So I had opened with a question about retirement or people approaching a retirement, But as I went down through my notes, he's going to be covering that. So the first thing I want to ask you is how things are going so far in 2023.
Well, Robin, it's a great start point because if you told me at the beginning of the year that the markets would be where they are, you know, they've been pretty strong halfway through the year, even though the performance has been isolated to a few names, it's kind of lifted the market, and that's helped us. Again, higher interest rates, though, have also helped us. When we're building income models for our clients, those higher interest rates have helped us build a little higher cash flow for retirees or clients in general. And so you combine those things together, and we're off to a good year. We'll see how the rest of the year goes, right? But business for us is up. I will tell you, I believe it's simply because more and more people, you know, they're realizing things are complex. There's a lot of things to be worried about, concerned about, and they don't have the time truly to do what they need to do. So they come to us, you know, trying to get, I talk about it, that clarity and that confidence of knowing that, you know, they don't, you can't control everything, but if you have a good framework, you can navigate through. And it's been a good first half.
Well, I like that, having a good framework. It's so true. You can't build any building without it or your own finances. So is now the time to be bullish or conservative with your money?
It's a question that I think about all the time because I get asked about it all the time. But first, let me make clear that anything that I'm talking about on the show is not a specific recommendation. A lot of this is just my thoughts, my observations over the years.
Gotcha.
And the reason is everybody's situation is different. Your situation is different. My situation is different. And we really need to make sure that we're aligning those situations, those objectives accordingly. But with that said, I tend to look at it this way. I've done this a long time. I've seen cycles. I believe the cycles of economies, cycle of psychology, all these different things. And I would just say this, if I'm looking at this from a probability standpoint, I'm probably thinking, boy, I want to be more conservative in my approach. I don't feel like now's the time to put your neck out there and take a whole lot of risk. But again, I go back to all that is constructed by building the right framework around the objectives that you need for your family, for yourself, for your business. And the rest of it kind of feeds itself in, if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
Very much. Yeah, you have to have a good framework in order to push the other things through.
Right, because what tends to happen, and one thing you know that I'm concerned about is I focus on risk. So when I'm trying to develop a plan for somebody around those objectives, when it gets to the point of what's my exposure need to be to the equity markets or that, I'm looking at the risk adjustments. So, you know, how much risk am I taking to try to achieve some sort of performance, right? And there's no guarantee in the world of investing, right? Like, we know what the guarantees in life are. But the reality is, I think now I don't like seeing people get caught up in trying to chase what's hot because I've very frequently seen it in bad over time. And you see a little bit of that starting to bubble up in the investment industry right now.
Okay. Is that kind of what worries you the most when it comes to wealth management, or is there something more?
I'm glad you asked that question,
by the way.
But the psychology of the investor is a real thing. And we have kind of two things. I call it the fear of missing out or the fear of losing everything, right? And either we get too far out over our skis getting aggressive, or we put it in the coffee can and put it in the backyard, and we miss out. And both of those things at extremes are not good things. But I will be honest, the thing that concerns me the most, if I'm really just throwing it out there, is the state of retirement in this country is not good. And I have the pleasure of working with people that are on solid ground financially. I have clients that never worry about it, right? But I dig a lot into the research. I read the reports, and I see the average 60-year-old doesn't have enough money to retire. They have less than like $250,000 in a household and coupled with Social Security. And we're on this path where we're going to end up redefining what retirement is, I think, I believe, based on what I'm reading. And I'm no forecaster, so take it for what it's worth. But I think if a lot of people are honest, we're behind. And I think rather than make excuses, there's real reasons why this is. We're raising kids. We're taking care of parents. It costs more to live today, quite frankly. And because of all these things, we're behind. I don't know what the answer is. It's going to be an issue. I'm constantly trying to learn to figure out how can I contribute to helping people that maybe have that concern.
because this is your wheelhouse. And just as you mentioned, people are trying to take care of their kids. They have to work. And then they've got their parents, too, that they're trying to be at least part-time caregivers to. With the expertise that you have, and this is what you do every day, you are doing the research for those people.
You know, the research, most of these big investment mutual fund companies, insurance companies, they do this data because it helps them. I just read that data and I look at it, you know, but my clients, they're not necessarily in that situation.
Okay.
They have the money, they have the wealth. What they have is complexity, whether it's, you know, planning for long-term care, it's estate planning, it's trust work, it's all these different things that require a coordination of different type of advisor. That's what I do day to day, along with wealth management, distribution planning. How do we optimize the amount of money we're taking each year and those kind of things? You asked me, like, concern.
Right.
I think we have this wave of unprepared retirement coming. It really concerns me.
Yes.
Because I think it's going to impact a few things if that's how it plays out.
What are some of your biggest mistakes you see people making?
I think the biggest thing is they throw their hands up, right? Like, you're like, oh, I can't win this game. And the truth is, it's compounding starts with $1. Put that first dollar. A lot of times what people tend to do is they bring a paycheck home, they pay all the bills, and if there's anything left, it goes into savings or maybe investment. And what I try to encourage people to do is flip that around a little bit. I'm a firm believer that, hey, make that contribution to your retirement plan first. Make the investment, you know, in the savings or wherever you're going to put that money first. And by the way, if there's not enough to cover the bills, that tells you something, right?
Definitely. Either
you need to work at increasing your income, or there's a few lifestyle things that need to be taken care of, right?
Yeah.
But a plan will help with that. It's a much better way to go about it than trying to chase what's hot and what your neighbor just made big money. You know, they never tell you when they're losing money, but they'll sure tell you when they made a hot one on the return side. And I just don't think that's a good way to go about it.
No, it's very gambling.
Yeah. And it works until it doesn't work. Right?
That's exactly right. Talk about hot topics. That is AI.
Oh, yeah.
So you have been spending some time trying to learn about AI, which is not Al. Not talking about Al. We're talking about artificial, not insemination.
No, ma'am. It's artificial intelligence. Yes.
There.
Yes.
We will definitely be picking this up in the next segment. But why are you spending so much time learning about AI, artificial intelligence?
Artificial intelligence. Well, first of all, I was the young kid living in an apartment that got the AOL disk in the mail every day and threw it away, right? Like, I wasn't paying attention when the internet was just emerging. And as an entrepreneurial kind of guy, that haunts me because I think there were missed opportunities.
Mm.
But I see AI more as something that I think, look, the genie's out of the bottle. We have to learn about it. Whether we want to or not, it's going to be part of our lives. And so I see it as ways to help people live better lives. And we can go into that a little bit more. But as a business owner, what I'm trying to do is learn and go, how does this help me drive better client experiences? Something that's very important to us is we want our relationships to be solid. We want people to feel like they're taken care of and that they're more than just a client or a number, but they're meaningful people, meaningful relationships to us. Using AI, I think, is going to enhance that experience. I just want to learn how that works and what I need to be doing.
We're going to take a break, but I have a question when we come back.
You bet.
It's called a cliffhanger.
Uh-oh. Da, da, da.
That's right. We will be coming back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, and I'm going to ask my guest, Rick Hadrava from Scissortail Wealth Management, what does OSJ stand for?
Well, Robin, everybody knows that OSJ is the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
There. I love that you said everybody knows. And if you didn't, you need to move out from under that rock. You've been listening to us on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with this fantastic show and learning more about your finances. It's Robin Gunn coming back in here as your host and also editor and producer of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Rick, what does OSJ stand for?
Robin, it's the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How beautiful. We are talking about AI, artificial intelligence. Rick has been studying on this. Something that we brought up while the mics were off, we said it's here. we need to learn to adapt to it because we didn't know about these phones before they came into the world.
It's a good point. And I think if we took inventory of what a daily routine looks like, we probably interact with some form of AI without even knowing it every day. And this is just growing. It's hitting an inflection point. It's not perfect. It's not 100% reliable.
Right.
But it's going to improve. It's going to get better. And I think there's going to be huge opportunity to enrich people's lives in positive ways.
Can you name some of those positive ways?
Well, imagine, let's take it for a retiree, for example. From that standpoint, it could be something as simple as helping you manage your medications. Have an assistant, you know, you see the pill boxes and there's 17 different pills three times a day.
And it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Right. Imagine having an assistant, artificial assistant, to help you to make sure the right meds are getting dispersed, that you're taking those and can kind of help monitor that. That, I think, would be incredibly helpful. There's some fun things. Look in your refrigerator this week. If you have ChatGPT or AgentGPT, which are a couple AI applications, go in there and say, hey, I have a gallon of milk and some fruit and this, and create a meal plan for me, right? And just have fun and see what it does. But think about that in the real life of a senior who's living alone, who doesn't eat those meals like we used to.
Right.
Just some fun ways. But there's so many different ways. And in business, I will tell you, the ability to, you know, I have a friend that works in this field, and he says, look, AI is good at tasks.
Task?
Tasks.
Okay.
It's not, I can't say that very well, but you get it, at doing things, right? It's not good at a job. In business, if there are things that you can take away from your employees, those tasks, right? To allow them to be more creative and to engage clients, for example, or ever that value that they bring to the table, to do more of what they're good at and less of those mundane chores. That's going to make more efficient companies, better client experiences. And by the way, the thing that drives the market over the long haul is profitability. It's earnings growth.
Sure.
Right? And so AI has a place there as well at that level. And I think that's what we will see in the future. Who knows what happens in the short run? Right? Because there's a whole lot of hype around it right now.
Sure.
I'd caution anybody. And again, none of this is investment advice. This is just sharing what we're learning. I would tell you that, you know, I realize I'm not an expert in this, but I decided that I want to learn.
Sure.
And when I asked people, they were like, I don't really pay attention. And I thought, let's just do something to say, look, let's take the stigma away from it, the fear mongering, because there is some fear to this.
Sure.
You know, we developed a little white paper on AI, and it has like key definitions to know, some examples of what prompts are that you can go play around on AgentGPT or ChatGPT.
Yeah. So this AgentGPT, or what was the other thing?
It's ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Okay.
Is an app that you can download.
It's an app.
Yep.
Okay.
I have it on my phone. I also have AgentGPT that I use. I just pulled up the site. And here's what you can do. It's all about prompts. It's, hey, write me a dad joke, right, that I can share with my kids. It'll do it. And believe me, I've actually had it. I've pulled it up. I've shared it. I've laughed. My kids have not. but whether it's I'm writing a story or I want to figure out maybe a financial situation, I want to work through some numbers, and you can utilize these, but knowing how to ask the prompts. And so along with the definitions, hey, what is AI? What's a chatbot? What is all this? What does this mean? We've included that. We've thrown in some sample prompts that you can use, some of the most popular ones that have been used recently. Lastly, just some additional resources for people that want to learn. People that are listening to this, if they're interested in getting this white paper, they just have to go to AIfortheOrdinaryGuy.com.
AIfortheOrdinaryGuy.com.
Right. And they can grab this white paper. It's very simple. No obligation. It's free.
And so when you're calling it white paper, what does that mean?
That means it's a 3-page document, maybe a 5-page document, because I think we added
it. Print off.
They can download it. They can print it off. They have it.
Okay.
And I did that because I want to help educate people, not at a technical level. I've got friends that are, they're computer geeks, right? They're smart people. I'm glad they're in my lives. But they don't talk English, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted an opportunity to say, look, I'm an ordinary guy. I'm a business owner. I don't want to know how to do this stuff. I want to really know who I need to do this stuff, but I want to know enough about it to have these conversations, because it's going to be impactful as business owners. Like I said, I think it helps with the client experience. It allows us to do things. It will allow us to do things that we can to improve that experience. I think as seniors, it's going to help us in all sorts of ways, from travel. And we've included this information in that white paper, travel prompts that they can use. You just have to check it out and go through it, because I forget a lot of that's in there. But it's really good information. It gives a basic understanding of some things, so that when your friends are there, your grandkids are at the house, and they start talking about this, you go, oh, yeah, I know a thing or two about that. And I just feel like, again, I go back to the days when AOL was slinging their discs. And I threw them in the trash, right? I don't think we want to do that with this opportunity.
You mentioned a little bit when the mics were off, where we talked about how small businesses can actually benefit from this.
Yeah.
And that maybe if they don't utilize it or learn about it, it could be a demise.
Well, like any technology that's come along that has helped businesses get an edge, right, on the competition, I think AI, and again, I'm not saying it's perfect. Matter of fact, I'm telling you it's not perfect. Right. One thing I've experienced is you have to vet the information that it's giving you. Now, if you wanted to write a story, hey, that's a great story. Don't have to worry about it. But if it's something serious, you know, you want to vet it to make sure it's there. But it speeds up. It's kind of that 80-20 rule. I can have it do 80% of the work, and then I can spend 20% of my time kind of finessing it, making sure it's real and where we need to be.
Just like what any journalist would do, check the facts.
Exactly.
There you go.
So I encourage people, if they're going to do that, to make sure they kind of take that approach with it. But as a business owner, as this thing evolves and the efficiency of what it will help us do, if it delivers more value to clients, right? Like, why do people do business with businesses? They get value out of it, right? And if they feel a connection to that business, they'll repeat. They're repeat customers.
Sure.
They're long-time customers. As a business owner, if you're figuring out how to use AI to deliver more value to the population, right, versus a business that maybe said, I don't know about this, I'm going to wait and see, I think there's a potential to be in trouble at somewhere down the road if they're not looking at it. So that's kind of where we were going with it. And we're starting to see this slow change, but I think it's going to evolve over the next 3, 4, or 5 years.
Right. And it'll continue to get better.
And it's getting better. It's getting better faster every day than we can even get our minds around. It's really impressive.
On artificial intelligence, Rick is actually going to be speaking on this exact subject July the 19th, which is a Wednesday, at 8 a.m. at Concordia Life Plan Group Community. So it's out there on Britton Road off of Northwest Expressway. He'll be there at 8 a.m. We'll also be doing a little marketing. What's the name?
AI from the View of an Ordinary Guy.
Okay.
And you know, we'll talk about marketing and how it's used in marketing. We'll have some examples. We'll show how it's used more specifically for, like, you know, retirees in different ways they can use it. We'll talk about business, different operational issues and things like that. But again, I don't tout myself to be the expert. Actually, I was asked to speak at this because I shared, you know, that I was learning, going through this journey, and was said, well, hey, would you come speak about it? And I said, okay. And so we're gonna share on that.
Well, I know people have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
We will also have coffee, muffins, and marketing, basically, at this, where we'll be learning a little bit more about AI. We are going to take another break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is so good, Rick. It's like we almost practiced. We're on Freedom 96.9 FM, and we will be back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Is someone offering you investment advice with the promise of a high return? Is your soulmate you met online asking for money? Perhaps you're about to wire money to a seemingly legitimate charity. Scammers are constantly devising new methods to defraud victims. Understanding how common scams work can help you avoid their schemes. MidFirst is a proactive community partner in helping consumers avoid ID theft, fraud, and scams. At MidFirst, we have our very own award-winning financial education team known as Money Moments. We also have a financial crimes team to help protect our customers as well as the bank. To learn more about how to protect yourself from fraud and scams, visit moneymoments.com or look for Money Moments on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9 coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
You have a lot going on. Laundry, ball games, dinner plans. But one thing that should top the list is taking care of yourself. That's why we're here at SSM Health, to get to know you and help you stay healthy. Whatever you need, primary, urgent, or emergency care, our providers are ready all across Central Oklahoma. Find care that works for you at ssmhealth.com/accesscarenow. SSM Health St. Anthony. We are Saints in Action.
That's us right here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Which, Rick, throw in what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct, sir. And you can pick one up at 650 locations by going to okseniorjournal.com to see where all those locations are. Guarantee you one will be close to you if you're in the 405 area code. This is so interesting, but I want to get back to the financial and what you do at Scissortail Wealth Management. So this is Rick Hadrava. You like to talk a lot about freedom, which one of my favorite subjects too. Not only financial freedom, but with time, purpose, and relationships. Why is it so important to you?
I've been giving a lot of thought, I think, as I've gotten older the last couple of years, thinking about freedom. And I was a kid that grew up where that was very important. Well, my grandfather was basically one when he came to this country. And,
wow.
You know,
from
Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
And so there's a heritage of military in my friends and family. I served 8 years in the Oklahoma National Guard. I've always believed that this country is a wonderful country. And, you know, but I've been thinking about freedom, and I'm a big reader. I've been a part of some entrepreneurial programs, and there's one in particular, Strategic Coach, and Dan Sullivan just wrote a book called 10X is Easier Than 2X. Mm-hmm. And if we have any business owners out there, I highly recommend it. Any entrepreneurs, it's a great book. But inside the book, Dan basically segmented freedom into four categories. And if we think about it, we all want financial freedom. It's what I do, is what I try to accomplish. And I've always said, I don't necessarily make people wealthy. I make sure that we are able to hold on to that wealth,
right?
And we manage what they do. The people that come to me have sold businesses, they've retired, they've had inheritance, different events have happened in their life. And yeah, we can have great years in investing, but truthfully, the entrepreneurial spirit creates more wealth if we were to look at it. But that's not the only freedom. You know, if we think about freedom of time, it's the one thing that we all have. We have the same number of hours in the day.
All of us,
right?
Yeah.
We don't know how many of those days we're going to get, but we all have the same amount of time. And then relationships and purpose. When we really think about freedom, what I like to say as it relates to the wealth management business is, if you look at successful clients that I have, they tend to have similar things in common. And one is they try to make sure that their time is free, so that they can pursue their relationships and the purpose, the things they're good at, the things they enjoy. And they don't get caught up. What we charge, they care about. Don't get me wrong. Fees do matter. But it's not the underlying thing. It's, hey, is there a plan? Is there discipline? Is there accountability towards what's going on in my wealth management? And then, look, I trust you. You've given me, again, those things I talk about. You give me the clarity. You give me the confidence so that I can go do these other things. And for a lot of those people, they go create other entrepreneurial opportunities, or they volunteer, right? Whatever it is that's important. And when you think about freedom, I just wonder, I've been wondering a lot, like if we had to score where we were, you know, where is our freedom score financially? But in our time, are we spending time the way we want to? If we're really honest, what about with the people that we want to be spending time with? And that one in particular has really tugged at me. Like, I want to make sure I'm spending more time with the people that are important to me. I'm blessed to have wonderful friends, and I get to spend some time with some of the greatest people. But then the purpose, and that's where, whether it's AI or it's wealth management, you know, for me, it's just, how can I help somebody that's got a problem? That's really my job, is figuring out what it is that you're struggling with, and then who or how do we get it fixed, right? Who do we need? And sometimes it's not me. And so I'm giving a lot of thought to freedom, and I wanted to touch on that because in the wealth management space, that's my goal, is to make you feel confident enough that you're freed up to go do what you what interests you or what drives you. And you shouldn't be, you know, I think it's horrible. People will sit at their computer, especially retirees. They will look at the financials all day long. And I just don't know that that's where we should be spending our time. If that makes sense.
It does. You know, it makes perfect sense. And doing a lot of events, we sometimes hand out little questionnaires on how what you thought about our event and what is it that you feel is something that you're lacking as you become a senior and a more mature. And they all, 90% of them say a lack of purpose.
Right. Again, as I think about that topic, and Dan Sullivan hits on it really well. He's just gotten me thinking about it. And you've met people that you could tell they had purpose in life, right? And they were energized and they were always learning. You see the other side of that, right? Like a lot of problems come from not really knowing what they're supposed to do or not having the confidence. And it takes courage, by the way.
It does.
Right? It takes courage to do these things. I like that. And community is a big part of that, by the way, right? And events like the Second Half Expo are just there to be available to the senior population.
To give them resources,
great speakers.
Yes.
Not necessarily myself.
But he's good.
But there's some great resources and wonderful people that can help solve some of the problems you might be challenged by.
That's right. Amen. I wanted to let you all know, listeners out there, so Rick is so into freedom, he even wears it on his feet.
Yes, my socks are red, white, and blue.
And that's right. They look like the American flag. So we've been saluting his feet.
I hope not.
Okay. So, Rick, when did you actually start Scissortail Wealth Management? And did you always have it in Oklahoma City, or has it been someplace else?
Great question. A couple years ago, I actually joined Rich Howard and Todd Welsh, who are the founding members of Scissortail Wealth Management out of Tulsa. I had an opportunity to open up the Oklahoma City office. Rich and I actually grew up together, so we've known each other for a very long time. There was just a great opportunity, like-minded, like seriously, the whole group at Scissortail Wealth Management cares about one thing first, and that's clients, client relationships, being there. And it's just a great group, great team of people. It's been a lot of fun. So now we have offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And we continue to grow.
That's wonderful. I love that you continue to grow because that means you're doing something right. We need to wrap it up, and we will come back. Rick will tell you what he would like you to take away from this and the couple of places he'll be speaking this year here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for...
Well, Robin, everybody knows the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Thank you. Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with final thoughts. This is Robin Gunnan here. We can't waste any time because we got a lot to tell you. So Rick is going to give you his final thoughts, but I do want to remind everyone he will be speaking Wednesday, July the 19th on AI at Concordia Life Plan Community here in Oklahoma City on Britton Road at 8 o'clock. You will be fed at it and have coffee. And Rick Hadrava from Scissortail Wealth Management will be speaking. He also will be doing a speaking engagement at the Second Half Expo on October the 21st from 8 to 3 o'clock at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Rick, take it away.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, one thing we didn't talk about, well, I want to wrap it up this way. Look, the first half of the year has been pretty good, pretty solid. I just want to caution people, don't get caught up in the fear of missing out. Also, don't get caught up in the fear of losing everything. You don't have to have everything done at one time. I think that's why people kind of throw their hands up. Oh, it's too much work. What I would highlight, what I want you to walk away with is think about the first couple things that are really on your mind. Do you need a plan to eliminate your debt? Do you need a distribution plan for how you're taking money out of your retirement accounts? Do you need an estate plan? Whatever it is, circle the things that are most important. Go get one done. Go get the other done. This is the time to do it right now while things are good. Don't wait until you have to do it.
Right.
That's always the biggest thing. Like I said, if you're interested in the stuff we've talked about with AI, check out the white paper that we've put out there for you for free. Just go to AIfortheordinaryguy.com. There'll be a landing page, a couple little videos, actually, that myself and my executive assistant, Maddie, did. They're really good, along with the white paper. Check that out. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can email me. I love to hear from people. I love comments, good and bad. Bring them on. Rick at scissortailwealth.com. That's Rick at scissortailwealth.com. Check out our website at scissortailwealth.com. Call our office. It's 405-960-3100.
Will you give that phone number one more time?
You bet. 405-960-3100.
Easy number to remember. And again, it's scissortailwealth.com.
Yes, scissortailwealth.com.
And then you can email Rick by putting his name in front of that, Rick at scissortailwealth.com.
I took Hadrava out of it so it would make it easy. Yes, it's Rick at scissortailwealth.com.
Beautiful, Rick. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
It was my pleasure.
I always learn so much from you.
Appreciate
July the 19th, he will be speaking at 8 o'clock. You get everything free. It's an all-free thing, and you'll be fed and have coffee, great networking or marketing at 8 o'clock at Concordia Life Plan Community. We are out of here, and we thank you for listening. And this is Robin Gunn, the host and the director of the Oklahoma Senior Journal, publisher, editor. And we are talking to you on Freedom 96.9 FM. Remember, Rick is in the current issue of the Oklahoma Senior Journal on page 43. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.